And so you cry a little bit
to be in love.
Oh, I cry a little bit
to be in love.
Day and night, night and day, it hurts to be in love this way. How long can I exist? Wanting lips I've never kissed. She gives all her kisses. Somebody else. So I cry a little bit
to be in love.
Oh, I cry a little bit
to be in love.
Day and night, night and day, it hurts to be in love this way.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. The 2022 Biloxi Shucker season continues to roll on all season long at WGCM.
Hardy, the right-hander, sets. It is 1-2 pitch. Inside edge, called third strike, and the Shuckers have thrown a combined no-hitter.
Across the Magnolia State,
Reset at the 2-2, and Dillard hammers this deep to right field. It is out of here in a hurry, and the first home run at Double-A for Thomas Dillard gives the Shuckers the lead in the bottom of the sixth.
This is the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is presented by Coca-Cola, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. Welcome to the Shuckers pregame show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
On a sunny Sunday afternoon from Trustmark Park in Pearl, Mississippi, the Biloxi Shuckers and Mississippi Braves face off in a decisive Game 6 of this series. Shuckers either go home with a loss in the series today, or they can split the series if they win. This is the Shuckers pregame show on the Shuckers Radio Network. Welcome again to Trustmark Park. Thomason's Relic, Eric Green, so lucky to have you along with us. Well, the forecast said it was going to rain yesterday, and we have nothing but sunny blue skies and some clouds in that sky. Temperature in the low mid-80s and a beautiful day for baseball. And Shuckers aim to bounce back after dropping another close ball game yesterday, 5-4. And the other two Braves wins in this series, it was the big seventh inning. Well, it was a big second inning yesterday for the Braves. They scored five runs in the first two frames off Noah Zavalas, the Shuckers starter, including four in that second inning. Shuckers, though, did get off on the right foot yesterday. RBI singles by Thomas Dillard and Tristan Lutz in the first inning. Michael Harris, the second, homer to straightaway center field at the bottom of the first inning. But then it was that four-run second inning, highlighted by a Drew Lugbauer solo home run, a Ryan Delgado RBI single, and a Michael Harris, the second, RBI double. Joey Weimer, though, his 11th home run of the season yesterday, a solo blast to left field in the top of the fifth inning. And he fell just a triple shot to cycle. Tied his career high, fifth time in his career he's recorded four hits in a ballgame, nothing more than that. Finished 4-for-5 pair of singles, double, a home run, one RBI, and two runs. Now 11 home runs ties him the league lead in the Southern League in home runs. And the Shuckers' last run coming in the top of the seventh inning. Thomas Dillard, RBI single to left field. Michael Harris is second. Hose, Felix Valeria would have been the tying run at the plate. Justin Maese converted his seventh save of the season, leads the Southern League. And so the Shuckers fall just short. They will turn to Nick Bennett today to try to get them that series split, but they have to go against one of the league's best. And the Braves' number nine prospect, Jared Schuster, gets a rematch of game one. He just lasted two-thirds of an inning. So it's the revenge game for Jared going against the former Louisville Cardinal and Nick Bennett. Welcome to the lineups next here on the Shuckers pregame show on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Who wants a free T-shirt? Come to MGM Park every Tuesday in 2022 for T-Shirt Tuesday, where the first 250 fans through the gates receive a different Shuckers-themed T-shirt every week. Join us on May 24th for an exclusive AFC Biloxi tee presented by U.S. Air Force 331st Recruiting Squadron. Gates open at 5:30 p.m., so get there early. Reserve your seats now at BiloxiShuckers.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Shuckers are lighting up the Biloxi sky every Friday night at MGM Park in 2022. Come join us on May 27th for Fireworks Friday, presented by Island View Casino, as the Shuckers take on the Montgomery Biscuits. Tickets are starting for as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the Friday fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Welcome back to the Shuckers pregame show here from Trustmark Park in Pearl, Mississippi, home of the Mississippi Braves. Shuckers 18-20, two games below 500 in the South Division. This is their starting lineup. It goes as follows. Pretty much a similar order from what we've seen the last two or three days, just a few tinkering in the bottom part of the order. Gable playing second base, lead things off, followed by Joey Weimer, the center fielder, getting clubbed his 11th home run of the season yesterday. Felix Valerio bats third. He is the DH today, followed by the switch hitting first baseman out of Ole Miss, Thomas Dillard. Jackson Reitz back in left field for his third game of the series. Follows Dillard, and behind him, Tristan Lutz bats sixth, playing right field. RBI single for him yesterday in that first inning. Cam Devaney, the shortstop, bats seventh. Brent Diaz, who had the day off yesterday, back in the lineup here on Sunday. He'll be doing the catching, batting eighth, and Yason Coca, switch hitting third baseman, rounds out the order, batting ninth. As they give the ball to Nick Bennett, the southpaw to Louisville, 2-3 record this season, ERA at 5.03. Now for the home team, the Mississippi Braves, 17-21 record on the season. Four games out for the Pensacola Blue Wahoos for first place in the South Division. This is their lineup card here on a Sunday afternoon. Michael Harris is second, back playing center field. Lead things off, average over 300 at 308 on the season now. Luke Waddell, second baseman, bats second. Jariel Gonzalez bats third, playing shortstop. First baseman Drew Lugbauer out of Michigan. Home run the opposite way yesterday to left field, his ninth, and he bats cleanup. Left fielder Jalen Miller follows him, batting fifth. C.J. Alexander, the third baseman, will bat sixth. Riley Delgado, the DH, on a tear in this series. His season average up to .330 now with a home run and 10 RBIs. He bats seventh. Logan Brown, who was in the lineup on a Friday, day off yesterday for him. He is the catcher batting eighth, and Trey Harris rounds out the order batting ninth, playing right field as a New Bedford, Massachusetts native. Jarrett Schuster, the first-round draft pick out of Wake Forest, gets the ball today. Again, lasted just two-thirds of an inning on a Tuesday start, which Shuckers got to him early, so he is now sporting a 2.25 ERA, a 2-3 record, his eighth start of the season. When we come back here in the Chuckers pregame show, we'll get you a look around the Sun League really quick. And also our picks to click. You don't want to miss it. Up next on the Chuckers Radio Network.
They'll challenge your authority because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments, and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else. And then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Shuckers pregame show from Crestmark Park. The Shuckers and Embrace squaring off in the final game of the six-game series. It's time now for our picks to click for today's game. Garrett, we'll start with you today. What are you thinking?
All right, I picked him earlier in the season, or in this series. I'm going to stick with him. He's had some good games. He drove in two last night. Thomas Dillard is my pick to click today against the Braves.
I like it. I'm going to go with the right field today. Tristan Lutz, 6-for-21 in this series, 4 RBIs. Seems like almost every game in this series, he comes through with a base hit when they need it. Let's see if both those guys, Thomas Dillard and Tristan Lutz, do come up big. If they do click this afternoon. First pitch between the Shuckers and Embraves next on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media
From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Let's go! Woo! Batter up!
Hey, batter.
Play ball!
It's time for the future Brewers stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Biloxi Shuckers, Garrett Green.
From Trustmark Park in Pearl, Mississippi, it's the series finale in a six-game set between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Mississippi Braves. A very happy Sunday, everybody, alongside Thomas Zinzarella. Garrett Green with you here. Shuckers come into today at 18-20 on the season. As for the Mississippi Braves, they are 17-21. One more time, here's the starting lineup for the Shuckers. Leading off, the second baseman, Gabe Holt. Joey Weimer follows him in center, and Felix Valerio, the designated hitter, bats third. The cleanup man is the first baseman, Thomas Dillard. Jackson Reitz in left, Tristan Lutz in white. Cam Devaney, the shortstop. Brent Diaz, the catcher. And rounding it all out, the third baseman, Jason Kokum. Before we go any further, 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Just about ready to go between the Shuckers and the M Braves, and the left-hander Jared Schuster on the mound today for Mississippi. 6'3", 205-pound left-hander rocks into the motion to Gabe Holt, and the first pitch is a called strike on the outer edge, and we are off and running at 2:05 p.m. today here in Pearl. Left-hander Schuster against the left-handed hitting Holt deals again, and Gabe smacks this foul left side for a strike. The count is 0-2. Schuster making his eighth start of the year. He's 2-3 this year with a 2.23 ERA. Third time that the Shuckers are seeing him in his eight starts. The 0-1. And Holt fouls this one off. For Schuster, remember, he started the game on Tuesday night, and he did not make it out of the first inning. Two-thirds of an inning, he gave up three runs on two hits. He walked three and didn't strike out a batter. Holt back in and the 0-2. And that is bounced on the ground. Coming in, fielding it waist high is Waddell. He'll throw to first. It's a little wide, but not too far out of range for Lugbauer. And Holt is retired on four pitches for the first out.
Well, here's how the Braves line up defensively this afternoon. Starting the outfield left to right, Jalen Miller. Michael Harris the second, and Trey Harris. Around the diamond, C.J. Alexander at third. Jariel Gonzalez and Luke Waddell up the middle. Drew Lugbauer at first and Logan Brown doing the catching.
First offer to Joey Weimer. And Weimer takes a pitch upstairs for a ball, 1-0. Joey coming off of a career night last night, tied his career high with four hits. 1-0, and he rockets this into left field. That'll get down and bounce all the way into the corner. Weimer around first. He will glide into second base. And Joey leads off here with his 14th double. He's in scoring position with one out for Felix Valerio.
Well, that's one thing we've been missing when he's hitting all the home runs. We haven't seen as many doubles as he usually has. I mean, just the exit velo off the barrel every time he makes contact with it. I mean, it explodes off the bat, just echoes throughout the ballpark.
So a man on second with one gone and Felix Valerio, the designated hitter from the right side. Schuster's first pitch, and Felix takes high for a ball, 1-0. Well, it is a warm afternoon here in Pearl, Mississippi, just outside of Jackson, 87 degrees, and plenty of sunshine today. Some white clouds around, but not offering any shade on the field. As the offer is swung through and missed by Valerio, the count evens at 1-1. for the Shuckers' designated hitter. Shuckers are in their royal blue jersey tops today. White trim, white names and numbers. They have on the gray pants and they wear the black caps today. Well, Xander Schuster readies to deal. We'll look back to second to Weimer and his 1-1. And that's taken inner edge with a changeup for a called strike. The count is 1-2 to Valerio. Meanwhile, the Mississippi Braves look like their parent club, the Atlanta Braves, today. They are in home whites, Braves in that red lettering over the tomahawk on the chest. 1-2, and Valerio pokes this back of home foul. He'll stay alive in the count. Red numbers on the back of those white jersey tops, outlined in navy. No names on the back of those jerseys. They have on white pants with the red pinstriping down the sides, and they have on the navy caps with the red brims, and they have the white M for Mississippi. Very reminiscent of the old Milwaukee Braves logo.
Yeah.
Schuster, the left-hander from the third base side of the slab, kicks home the pitch to Valerio, and he hits this the opposite way. Waddell ranges, scoops, and throws to first. And Lugbauer has to locate the bag. Valerio is out, but Weimer down to third base on the ground out. And with two gone, it's Thomas Diller. How do you like that for the introduction for Thomas Diller today? I just see him as a former Ole Miss Rebel and playing the Ole Miss fight song. That's, yeah. Wow.
I did a late last, I just heard the song. I didn't hear the...
So the first pitch to Thomas is on the inner edge for a called strike. It is 0-1.
I didn't hear the intro with the former Ole Miss, but I just heard this music. I was like, I think that's the fight song.
Yeah. 0-1. And a breaking pitch is high and away to Dillard. The count is 1-1. Weimer at third. 2 gone here in the top of the first inning. No score between the Shuckers and the M Braves here in the series finale. Dillard, the switch hitter from the right side. Left-hander Schuster, the 1-1. And Dillard swings at a changeup falling away from him. And the count is 1-2. And Thomas obviously going to Ole Miss, and then he went to Oxford High School for his final year in high school, won a state championship in this ballpark. As a matter of fact, he hit 2 home runs here to win that state championship game for Oxford. The 1-2, and he swings and misses. The catcher, Brown, hangs on to it, and Dillard strikes out. So the Shuckers get a one-out base runner, but they strand him at third. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one man left on. We move on to the bottom of the first. It's the Shuckers nothing, and the Mississippi Braves coming to bat on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including 2 party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the first inning, Biloxi Shuckers and Mississippi Braves. Shuckers held off of the board. And here is the starting lineup now for the Mississippi Braves, which we have been informed they have made a lineup change. So here is how they stack up with their lineup today. Leading off is the second baseman, or there's a designated hitter, Riley Delgado. Luke Waddell follows him at second. And Jario Gonzalez, the shortstop, hits there. Drew Lugbauer is at first. He'll bat fourth. Jalen Miller out of left hits fifth. C.J. Alexander, the third baseman, in the sixth spot. Jacob Pearson now in center field. He's hitting seventh. Logan Brown, the catcher, batting eighth. And rounding it all out is the right fielder, Trey Harris. They go opposite the left-hander, Nick Bennett, who stares into the right-handed hitting Delgado and fires the first one home. And a slider is in there for a called strike. It is 0-1. So not a massive departure from the lineup that we were expecting, but
The note is that Michael Harris is not in the lineup today. A late scratch as a slider is shot down the first baseline, foul. And it is now 0-2. So who knows what that means today. Thomas, this is a first one for me. I got to white out a whole box. The set and the 0-2 to Delgado. And he pokes this one down the first baseline, but that'll go foul. And so Delgado stays alive. Well, Delgado coming into today hitting .330 on the season. That's the fourth best average in the Southern League. He's also on an eight-game hitting streak. He's 13 for his last 27 over that span, 9 for 17 in this series. He's scheduled to hit seventh today, the 0-2. And that is a back foot slider for a ball. And I get all that out of the way because I'm about to take my whiteout right here. I'm going to white out this entire box that has Riley Delgado in it. Goodbye statistics and all the hard work. The set and the 1-2 pitch. And Delgado takes low and inside. And so the count goes even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So we are only left to speculate why it is Michael Harris was scratched from the lineup today. Delgado waits, and the 2-2 from Bennett. And a slider just off the plate. Didn't miss his spot by much. And the count has run full now to Delgado. Calling the balls and strikes today is Bobby Tassone, Justin Witten at third, and Dexter Kelly at first. 3-2 pitch, and that is low for ball four. So Bennett got ahead on Delgado, and he ends up issuing a leadoff free pass to bring up Waddell.
Well, here's how the Shuckers line up defensively behind Bennett. Jackson Reitz, Joey Wimmer, Tristan Lutz in the outfield. Grass on the infielder. Jason Koch is at third. Cam Devaney Gabe hold up the middle today. Thomas Dillard manning first base. And Brent Diaz is doing the catching this afternoon for Nick Bennett.
So a man on with no one gone. And the first offer is a ball to Luke Waddell. 1-0. So for Nick Bennett, right now, struggling to find the strike zone. That is now 5 consecutive balls. And he deals home a cutter that just misses low and outside in this lefty-lefty matchup. And the count is 2-0. Now Bennett, the 6'3", 202-pound southpaw, looks to first and kicks home the 2-0. And a breaking ball is hit in the air out into left. Jackson Reitz in the sunshine coming on towards the line, reaches up and makes the catch for the out. So three real-life chances for Jackson Reitz in left, and he's made the catch on all three of them.
It'll be interesting. Does he own a pair of sunglasses, you know, being a catcher? Some guys have lens on the mask.
Reitz does have a pair of sunglasses. I've seen him wearing them when we've been out for batting practice and things like that. You can tell Joey Wimmer out in straightaway center field. He's got his glove up on top of his head. Shading from the sun today as the first offer is outside to Jariel Gonzalez for a ball. It is 1-0. No score, Shuckers and Braves. Here in the bottom of the first inning, Bennett kicks home the 1-0. And a fastball is high and outside. It's 2 balls and no strikes to Gonzalez. Well, the scouting report on the left-hander Bennett, he throws a fastball, a slider, a changeup, and a new pitch this season, the cutter. It's been efficient with it this year. 2-3 with a 5.03 ERA coming into today. 2-0, bounced on the ground. Koga, backhanded, bobbles a little to second for one, on to first. Dillard has to stretch up for it, and that's what's going to break up the double play. So a good job by Koga to get it to Holt, but the little bobble put a small hitch in it, and the Braves avoid the inning-ending double play. Gonzalez on with the fielder's choice. Delgado is out 5-4. Two gone in the inning, and the cleanup man, Drew Lugnauer.
What a spin up the middle by Gabe Holt. He got that thing out in a hurry from second base and really gave it a chance at first. Caps off to him.
Now it's Drew Lugnauer in a first pitch slider. Misses just tight in this lefty-lefty matchup for a ball. It is 1-0. Well, Bennett got the start for the Shuckers back on Tuesday night. 5 innings, 7 hits, but just 2 runs, a walk, and 4 strikeouts. 1-0. Bounced on the ground. 2-hopper, chest high. Holt sets his feet, makes the short throw. And Bennett works around the leadoff walk in the first. We move on to the top of the second inning. No score between the Shuckers and the Braves. And Biloxi Shuckers Baseball will continue in a moment.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized, nutritional, and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit DoctorsNutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
We couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Hey, Floyd.
Yes, Parky.
How do I look?
Less disheveled than usual. What's the occasion?
Headed to the river. There's some pretty gals down there.
Your truck's too ragged. Ain't no woman gonna go for you in that.
No?
No, you don't want the truck working against you. You need to head to Southern Pro Truck first.
Yeah?
Get you some steps and running boards, a nice tonneau cover. Southern Pro Truck's got all the stuff to make your truck look sexy.
Shouldn't I look sexy?
Baby steps, Sparky. Baby steps. Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Start of the second inning, no score between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Mississippi Braves. It'll be Jackson Reitz, Tristan Lutz, and Cam Devaney, the 3-2 up. Trio of right-handed hitters against the left-hander Jared Schuster out for his second inning of work. Lefty brings the glove up above his face and deals. And that's taken high for a ball by Reitz. It is 1-0. So for Schuster, 15 pitches in the first inning, 12 of them were strikes. 1-0. And that's over with a changeup for a strike, and the count is 1-1. Very different than the performance Schuster had on Tuesday night as the 1-1. And a fastball is swung through and missed. And the count is now 1-2. Schuster had to throw 34 pitches in the first inning. He only got two outs, and he only threw 15 strikes. 1-2 when it's bounced foul by Reitz. And so the count will stay at 1-2 to Jackson. Jackson now hitting .310 on the season. This is his 25th game. It's game number 39 of the season already for the Shuckers. The 1-2. And a foul back. Climbed the ladder with a fastball, and Reitz got to it. For Reitz, 4 doubles, 10 home runs, and 22 runs driven in. So even though he doesn't meet the threshold for plate appearances to be on the league leaderboard as the 1-2, is fouled back, came in around the hands with a slider, and Reitz just barely got a piece of it. And the count will stay at 1-2. But even though he's not on there to qualify for batting average, he's tied for 10th in RBIs, and he's tied for 2nd in the Southern League in home runs. The 1-2, and Reitz takes a good-looking breaking ball inside. And so the count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes to the left fielder. Schuster, the 2-2. And a breaking ball, Reitz just touches out and fouls this off. And so the count will stay at 2-2.
We have seen just a number of changeups that Schuster has been throwing. That's his best pitch, and best changeup in the system for the Braves.
That it is. It worked in his start against the Shuckers back in April. As the 2-2, and Reitz busts his bat, flare down the left field line. It's going to go foul. Just out in front. And so Reitz will head back to the dugout to get a new bat. Jackson's got a major league mentality. Bat breaks, nope, I'm done with it. Someone else picks that up.
He's got a little tiny piece off it in Tristan Lutz.
Hands it to Noah Zavalas.
Watch out. Don't get any splinters on that throwing hand, Noah. That's what Tristan was making sure.
So new bat in hand, Reitz will stand back in, and Reitz has done a good job here. He's fouled off 5 of the last 6 pitches that he's seen. New bat in hand, the 2-2, and he strikes out swinging on a fastball on the outer half. So Schuster weathers the storm and gets his 2nd strikeout. First out here in the inning, And it brings up Tristan Lutz.
Well, that's what makes Schuster really dangerous and why he was drafted in the first round. He's not overpowering with the fastball. He'll touch 92, 93. That's about it, though. But mixing in his changeup and then the fastball makes it a tough combination.
First offer to Lutz, and he rips through a fastball for a strike at his 0-1. Well, Tristan now hitting 246 on the season, 18th game of the year for Lutz, the 0-1. And a changeup misses well outside, one ball and one strike. Scoreless here between the Shuckers and the M-Braves, with the bases empty and one gone here in the top of the second inning. Southpaw Schuster brings home the 1-1. And there's that good biting changeup. Lutz goes over top of it with a swing. And the count is now 1-2 to Tristan. Lutz with a couple of doubles, four home runs, and 14 RBIs. The 1-2. And he swings and misses at a changeup down low. Brown applies the tag for good measure, but now Schuster has struck out three straight batters. And well, you kind of had a feeling, Thomas, they got a double out of Weimer. They put the ball in play a couple of times, but now Schuster appears to be settling into one of the strikeout grooves.
That's, again, dangerous, like you said, back at MGM Park when he found that groove, and it felt like they had at least got a run in the first inning.
So now it's Cam Devaney on the first pitch is high and away for a ball, 1-0. In his start that he made against the Shuckers on Saturday night on April 16th, as the 1-0, Devaney takes letter high outer half for a strike, it's 1-1. Schuster went five innings, gave up two hits, walked one, and struck out 12. As the 1-1 is golfed in the air, and it'll twist foul. And go off the shell that guards the grandstand here at Trustmark Park. The count is now 1-2 to Devaney, with two gone and the bases empty. Kick and the 1-2. And Devaney checks his swing. They will appeal down to first, and Cam able to hold up. Says Dexter Kelly over at first base. The count goes to 2-2. But remember, for Schuster, of those 12 strikeouts, 10 of them were in a row. The 2-2. And Devaney fouls this back. And so the count will stay at two balls and two strikes to Cam Devaney. It was a game that was shortened due to rain that night against the M-Braves. Schuster, the 2-2. That's down in the dirt with a changeup. And check that, it was 8 strikeouts in a row. I thought 10 was a few too many, but it did tie a Southern League record. 8 consecutive Canes. 3-2. And Devaney watches this miss low and inside for ball four. And Cam Devaney stretches his on-base streak to 9 games. Check that, 10 games. It was on a 9-game on-base streak.
The amount of walks he's worked in this series, too. You'll just look at the numbers and the average-wise. They always not having a good series. Well, he had one of the biggest hits of the series in the two-run home run. Now also his 6th walk of the series.
And more importantly, only 2 strikeouts for Devaney in this series as well. He's also been hit by a couple of pitches. So man on first with 2 gone, and it's Brent Diaz. And Diaz hits the first one into deep center field. Pearson, though, backing up with the sun glinting off of his glasses, just shy of the warning track and right straightaway center field, reaches up and makes the grab. So the Shuckers threaten with a man on, but nothing more in the second. We move on to the bottom of the second inning. It's the Mississippi Braves nothing and the Shuckers nothing on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and 2 drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve level tickets,
4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family fun packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bottom of the second inning, no score between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Mississippi Braves. Second inning for the left-hander Nick Bennett. He'll get Jalen Miller, C.J. Alexander, and Jacob Pearson, the 3-2 up here. Miller from the right side as the southpaw. Bennett winds home. And the first pitch is a cutter just off the plate for a ball. It is 1-0. Miller hitting .269 for the season. This is his 23rd game. 1-0. That is outside with a fastball, and the count is 2-0. Miller's in a very similar spot to Jackson Reitz. He's an infielder by trade, normally a second baseman. The set and the 2-0. And a fastball is outside. 3 balls and no strikes to Miller. However, because of the injury to Justin Dean going on the IL, Miller is getting a little bit of a chance out in the outfield. 3-0. And a cutter is on the outer edge for a strike. It's 3-1. Anything that the M Braves can do to keep his bat in the order. He's been very good this year. 3-1. And that is high. It's ball 4. So for the second consecutive inning, Bennett leads off with a walk. And it brings up C.J. Alexander.
Oh, not bad for Miller as well. The catch he had in left field. That's what sometimes when you have the athleticism to play in the infield, it'll show out there in the outfield. You know, you track pop-ups, you can track fly balls.
Guys who just want to compete. So now the first offer, and Alexander takes a healthy cut and swings over an inside fastball for a strike. It is 0-1. I've heard that a lot about guys, and again, baseball players, generally when you were growing up, you probably played all around the field. 0-1, the runner started. Now Diaz back picks, and Dillard made the catch towards right field and then spun back around. I think if Dillard catches that and just follows his momentum down, he might have had a chance at getting Miller. But instead, it is just a called strike, and the count is 0-2 now to Alexander. Bennett, the 0-2. This is fouled off towards the on-deck circle where Jacob Pearson waits, and the count still 0-2 to Alexander. Two-step leadoff of first for Miller. And Bennett will look to first. Another peek that way. And he'll throw over. And the throw is a high lob that Dillard has to just go up and grab. Like a power forward getting a rebound with how he had to stretch up for that. No velocity behind it, though. And another pickoff throw that way. Remember, that is something that teams have started doing against Bennett. They have really run against him this year. So the left-hander trying to cut down on that. 0-2 stride at home, and that's high and tight with a slider that came out of the handrail. The count is 1-2 now to Alexander.
Which I think, too, you don't see a pitcher throw over twice in a row with the new rule.
Set and low, 1-2. That is inside. Missed with another slider, and so the count goes to 2-2. This is another left-handed heavy lineup for the M Braves today. The only guys who will bat right-handed are Delgado, Gonzalez, Miller, and Harris. Runner goes, the 2-2, and that is shot the opposite way. It'll drop out into left field for a base hit. Scooping it up is the left fielder, Reitz. He'll throw into second. Well, because Miller was off and moving, he goes first to third on what turns into a hit and run. There are men on the edges with nobody gone and Jacob Pearson coming to mound.
Well, we've seen a few different hit and runs. The M Braves have put into motion in this series. There is another one because it's a little flare, like you said, allows Miller to get to third base then and create runners on corner situation.
Look over to first and the offer. And that is on the inner edge for a called strike to Pearson. It is 0-1. Well, Pearson this season struggling to get off the mat. 6 for his first 49 in 15 games. That's a 122 batting average. Runner goes on the 0-1. And Diaz will throw down to second. The tag is not in time. And Miller does not come home and try and steal. So it's a stolen base for Alexander. And now 2 men in scoring position with nobody gone. And a 1-1 count to Pearson. And you're afraid that the Braves might be turning something like they did yesterday when they scored 4 runs in the second inning. Bennett readies and the 1-1. And that is hit out to right field. Stroke pretty well. Lutz got a late break on it. It's over his head and off the base of the wall. Miller scores. Alexander in following him. It's a 2-RBI double by Jacob Pearson, who wasn't even supposed to be in the lineup today. And the Braves take a 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the second.
I was just about to say it's the same thing happened to the Sox game today when J.D. Martinez about 10, 15 minutes before first pitch, all of a sudden was scratched because of back spasms. And Christian Arroyo hit a home run. And now the same thing here. We have Jacob Pearson. He's probably thinking before the game, I have the Sunday off. I'll get back on it on Tuesday. And, well, he's here. RBI double driving on the first 2 runs.
But now it's Logan Brown, another lefty in the first pitch. And this is a weak bouncer. Devaney charges in, has time with the catcher running to first, and fires a dart to Dillard. Pearson will move down to third. It's a ground out, 6-3 by Brown on 1 pitch. Now a man at third and only one going for the wide fielder, Trey Harris. Well, Pearson has had a propensity to be a thorn in the Shuckers' side. One of the best games of his career against Biloxi last season. He had a multi-homer effort against them at MGM Park as the first pitch is high and away to Harris for a ball 1-0. 2-0 Braves now here in the bottom of the second inning. And with a man on third and one gone, the Shuckers infield will draw in. The 1-0 pitch. And Harris shoots it down the right field line, but foul. The count is now 1-1 to the right fielder. The third baseman, Coca, is still pretty much level with the bag, about 5 paces off of it. Dillard has his toes on the infield grass. He's about 9 paces off of first. 1-1. This is fouled back by Harris, and the count is now 1-2. Meanwhile, the middle infielders, Devaney and Holt, playing with their feet on the infield grass as well. Not spread evenly. As much for Harris to pull as you can with 4 fielders covering the infield. The set and the 1-2. And a backdoor slider to the right-handed hitting. Misses outside. It's 2-2. Harris hitting 171 this year. This is his 25th game. 2 extra base hits. They've both been homers. He's driven in 7. Set and the 2-2. This is bounced on the ground foul over on the third base side. And so the count stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Down in the Braves dugout. Looks like Michael Harris II might be down there still.
I think so. He's in the red pullover.
Set and another 2-2. And a check swing on a high cutter. And an appeal to third. And Dexter Kelly says that Harris held up. And so the count has run full now to the right fielder, Trey Harris. Again, that is one of the big storylines here, is the fact that Michael Harris II scratched before the game. 3-2, and that's fouled back. So Trey Harris staying alive. Two Harrises named the Braves Player of the Year in back-to-back seasons. Stray won it in 2019. 3-2, and that is hit over Dillard out into right field, a base hit. Houston jogs home. Harris motoring for second. The throw, the tag, they got him. Tristan Lutz with another outfield assist as Harris had eyes for second the whole way, and his throw was right on the back. Devaney just had to get the tag down. But the Braves add on another. They now lead it 3-0 here in the bottom of the second, but there are 2 gone and the bases empty.
Harris Kraft not happy about the call as he goes out to Justin Winnin, and now Winnin having to go back over third, so Kraft can turn the conversation. But you know, Harris side of the box thinking that Letts was being a little lazy to get the baseball, but Letts shows him the arm he has.
So now it's Delgado, and the first pitch cutter misses high and outside for a ball. It's 1-0. So the Shuckers catch a break that they get the second out. 9-6 on the putout of Trey Harris as the 1-0 is a fastball pumped in on the outer edge for a strike. It's 1-1. Delgado, his first time up, drew a walk. 1-1 pitch, a slider, comes in for a strike, back door. The count now 1-2. Bennett operating at a faster pace with the bases empty now. Shakes a few offers from Diaz. And the 1-2, and that is fisted the opposite way, foul. So the count will stay at a ball and two strikes to Delgado. Inning started with a leadoff walk to Miller. C.J. Alexander singled, and then Jacob Pearson with a two RBI double. As this is bounced over towards the M Braves dugout, foul, and a nice one-handed grab. It looks like Troy Bacon down there just reached the left hand out. And now another 1-2 from Bennett. And that is bounced right up the middle. Devaney backs up on it, has it behind second. Awkward angle, but Dillard right off his shoe tops picks it, and Delgado is out. However, the M Braves strike for 3 runs on 3 hits. Nobody left on base. As we move on to the third, it's now Mississippi 3 and Biloxi nothing. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer? Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashion.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer? Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Start of the third inning here at Trustmark Park. Shuckers now trailing the M Braves 3-0. Jason Koka leads it off. Left-hander Jared Schuster out for another inning. I'm going to tell you all about it for the next few. Here is Thomas Zinzarella.
Oh, thank you, Gary. You said Koka from the right side. First pitch tapped right back up the middle, right to Waddell, the second baseman, who's behind the second base bag. Puts him away for the first down on the first pitch on the top of the third inning. Shuckers now trailing 3-0 after the 3-run second inning by the M Braves. Gary mentioned before as well, had 4 runs in the second yesterday. And that would be the game of baseball. The first 2 M Braves wins in the 7th inning they won. As first pitch slider called strike to Gabe Holt. Second baseman for strike 1. And then if the M Braves do win this game because of that second inning, it'll be the last 2 wins they had. It'll be because of the second inning. And Holt fouls it back to the screen. It's 0-2. The base is empty. 1 out, top of the third. Schuster quickly ahead, throwing strikes in this third inning. The 0-2, and Holt pops it up in the air. Shallow left field. Miller left fielder racing, and on the run makes the catch. As he meets Alexander and Gonzalez in the Bermuda Triangle. And Schuster has put away the first 2 men here in the third. We talk about the groove that Schuster can get into. Well, the Weimer double, been the only hit so far for the Shuckers, now to the first 10 men. And Devaney walked last inning. And here is the big bopper, Joey Weimer, from the right side. And a first pitch changeup on the outside corner called strike. Schuster, deep breath, and the 0-1. It goes back to the changeup, check swing. And they say Weimer goes around on the pitch. That's quickly 0-2. And the 0-2. And a changeup down and away, 1-2. Schuster, big fan of the pitch clock. 10 seconds still to go. And a 1-2 changeup gets Weimer swinging and missing for strike three. That's now four strikeouts for Jared Schuster. He's tossed three scoreless innings here at Trustmark Park. Shuckers trail 3-0 after 2.5 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
Who wants a free t-shirt? Come to MGM Park every Tuesday in 2022 for T-Shirt Tuesday, where the first 250 fans through the gates receive a different Shuckers-themed t-shirt every week. Join us on May 24th for an exclusive AFC Biloxi tee presented by U.S. Air Force 331st Recruiting Squadron. Gates open at 5:30 p.m., so get there early. Reserve your seats now at BiloxiShuckers.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
enter the home half of the third inning at Trustmark Park in Pearl, Mississippi. Nick Bennett, lefty facing Luke Waddell, another left-hander. His first pitch fouled back to the on-deck circle for strike one. 3-0 our score. Embraves on top of the Shuckers on this Sunday afternoon showdown in the South Division of the Southern League. And the 0-1 fastball is at the thigh, called strike, 0-2. The second baseman out of Georgia Tech. The 0-2, and a slider Waddell reaches for, punches out on a one-hop to hold at second base. Easy toss for him. 4-3 put out, and there's one away to start the third. Looked like might have another broken bat victim as well. Bat boy jogging out from the third base dugout. Jariel Gonzalez, the shortstop. Bounce into a fielder's choice his first time. A switch hitter from the right side. First pitch, wildly swinging down and away. For strike one. We mentioned Gonzalez's shoes he wore the other night. Has it back on today. The 0-1 is on the outer half, called strike. Change up that time, 0-2. Are the Nike Huarache shoes. Right up above the ankles, pink, green, white splashes all over them.
So you know what shoes those are.
Well, so I asked our sneakerheads down there. It's the 0-2. It's down and away, 1-2. Matt Pollock and those guys in the training room about what type of shoes they were. Matt Deal as well. And the 1-2, pop foul first base side. And then they looked them up and said, look, here they are. You can go buy them. And I said, oh, I know Huaraches. I just didn't know what they look like these days. Haven't bought baseball spikes in probably 6 years. At least have a Nike Huarache 1-2, and a slider fouled off in the right-hander's batter's box. They usually have a little strap. That's why I always liked them, because they run above your ankle. It's kind of like basketball shoes, it feels like, and there's usually a Velcro strap at the top as well. You tie them, and then there's the strap. It's a little bit more support, where some guys, I had different spikes as well. They're just kind of like running shoes a little bit. Had a couple Reebok ones, like the Major Leaguers. The 1-2 down and away. 2-2.
I know Weimer out there in center field, he essentially just has a pair of Under Armour. They look like running shoes, yeah, that just have spikes on them. That makes sense for an outfielder.
Yeah, I had a pair of those as well. 2-2. And slider down and in, swing and a miss for strike three. And Nick Bennett has his first strikeout victim. Jariel Gonzalez down on strikes. A two-way in the third inning.
A really good movement there from the slider. We've mostly seen Bennett throwing it as more of a curveball style pitch that's been dropping in. That's the first really hard biting slider that we've seen out of him.
Pumps a fastball at the knees, called strike to Drew Lugbauer.
And especially with an opportunity to run it into a right-hander and get him to swing over.
The 0-1, slider down and away. Field to third, Justin Whitten says he held up. It's 1-1. And there, as you said, you see it there now to a left. Yeah. Runs down and away. Slight shift for the Shuckers infield. 1-1. And a slider rolled over in the hole on the right side. Long run for Holt. Dives on the outfield grass, but on the transition, it falls out of his mitt. And so be a single for Drew Lugbauer. And what's the first at bat, he grounded out to Holt. Probably exit velo. A lot higher than that one. And so Lugbauer is aboard with two outs here at the bottom of the third inning. 3-0 M Braves lead.
That was impressive for Holt to even get to that baseball.
Yeah, those are plays you practice. Showcase your range, call them range plays. As Jalen Miller chops it foul third base side past Bruce Crabb in the third base coach's box. Obviously, those range plays a little bit easier for a second baseman than those up the middle. You start going out into center field and on the third base side of the bag at second. That's where the arm strength comes in. Bennett looks back to first, 0-1. Breaking ball sinks low, 1-1. Miller walked in, scored in the second inning, part of the three-run inning the Embrays put together so far. Bennett kicks as Miller ropes it down the third baseline, but a foot foul. As Lugbauer is already rounding second base, chance he would have scored on that play. Especially with two outs. Miller with that walk, now a 10-game on base streak for him. Has recorded a hit in his previous two appearances, though, against the Shuckers. And the 1-2, he skies deep into left center field. Weimer ranges around in front of the warning track, makes the catch over his left shoulder for the final out of the third inning. No runs on one hit. Lugbauer is left at first. Three innings in the books here at Trustmark Park. And Braves lead 3-0 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of the other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Top of the fourth inning, Jared Schuster. Wow, just one hit so far. A Joel Weimer double in the first inning. He'll face Felix Valerio, Thomas Dillard, and Jackson Aritz. And with his club having a 3-0 lead, three runs coming in the second inning on four hits so far in Sunday afternoon contest. Schuster kicks home for his pitch, and Valerio off balance on a changeup for strike one. Felix bounced out to second in the first inning. Jared's 0-1. The changeup, Valerio bunts it down the third baseline, foul. It's 0-2. Schuster, four strikeouts, one walk. Walked to Bain in the second inning. And the 0-2. A changeup down on away, 1-2. Schuster, native of New Bedford, Massachusetts. It's ironic enough, the Atlanta Braves' last two first-round draft picks, as a fastball up and away, 2-2, have come from the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Ryan Cusick from Sudbury, Mass. Last year, first-rounder, also out of Wake Forest. And a 2-2, Valerio on the ground. Back in it, stabbed by Alexander at third. Sets his feet, throws across, and puts away Valerio. Back-to-back ground outs for him. Start his afternoon, one away.
Bigger story out of that to me is the Wake Forest pipeline out of the Commonwealth.
Yeah. I think just, you know, maybe like when you used to talk to Cam Devaney, just wanted to move down and
go a little warmer.
That's what Atlanta Journal-Constitution doing an article about both Cusick and Schuster. They played for the same high school travel ball team, the Northeast Baseball. Year apart, though, as Thomas Dillard, switch hitter, fouls it back to the inning for strike one. They both committed on the same day as obviously would end up being teammates at Wake Forest. And as you mentioned, you know, Wake Forest is a really a hitter's ballpark as well. There's the 0-1 changeup down and away, 1-1. You know, Sal Frelick, when talking with him, he's like, where are all these Massachusetts guys coming from? As Dillard, a little dribbler, stays fair right over the third base back. Alexander takes his time, throws a bullet to first, and back-to-back 5-3 putouts, but we two away.
They only got Dillard by a half a step on that.
Alexander kind of just taking his time.
Well, he didn't know if it was going to bounce foul. It actually started in foul territory and then took a small turn back fair and went dribbling over the third base back. And so Dillard, as soon as he saw it was fair, took off running.
First pitch, Jackson Aritz, a fastball at the knees, called strike. Base is empty, two outs, top of the fourth inning. 3-0, Embraves lead on top. And the 0-1. And Aritz fouls it to the netting, first base side, 0-2. Now, Frelick saying that, you know, those Massachusetts guys pretty much know all each other, and he's like, it's just ironic enough, you know, seeing Schuster twice in this series. As the 0-2, Aritz lines it to straight away center field, but Pearson is there, a couple steps to his left to end the frame. 1-2-3, top of the fourth inning. Jared Schuster now retired 7 Shuckers batters in a row after 3.5. And Braves 3, Shuckers nothing on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. The Shuckers are lighting up the Biloxi sky every Friday night at MGM Park in 2022. Come join us on May 27th for Fireworks Friday, presented by Island View Casino, as the Shuckers take on the Montgomery Biscuits. Tickets are starting for as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the Friday fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday.
presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Nothing. Mississippi Braves on top of the Shuckers in the final game of this six-game series here at Trestmark Park. C.J. Alexander, the third baseman, had a pair of putouts in the top of the inning. And now we'll lead things off against the lefty, Nick Bennett. First pitch home, a slider. Alexander hits well in the air, deep left center field. Reed's going back towards the track, leaps, and he makes the catch as he slams one hop into the wall. Wasn't a full speed going into the wall. A little bit safety out there. It's Jackson Reitz making it look like he plays left field every day. Tracking that one down.
You know, for a second, I thought that it was going to be over his head, but that's a real-life left fielder. And I think that C.J. Alexander is looking out there saying, I just had a catcher make that catch against me. What is happening?
A first pitch slider low to Jacob Pearson for ball one. I mean, he's like, that catcher can move out there. He can move. As 1-0 is pulled well in the air down the right field line. Long run for Lentz, and one hops off the wall. Pearson will scoot into second base. His second double against Nick Bennett. Already in this ball game. 2-for-2 afternoon for him. So the first two Embraer's batters jumping on pitches early in the count. Alexander swung at the first pitch. Pearson saw just two. And now the catcher, Logan Brown, looking to drive in the Embraer's fourth run of the ballgame here in the fourth inning. Bennett kicks home. First pitch of fastball. Called strike at the bottom of the zone. Brown swung at the first pitch of the second inning, grounded out to Cam Devane of the shortstop. That would move Pearson over to third of them when score on the Trey Harris RBI single. Who's on deck back in the second inning? And the 0-1 fastball, pretty darn good one. Now just missed the outside black as Diaz tried to frame it up to his chest. It's 1-1. Embraer now with 5 hits in the contest. One out here in the fourth. And a breaking ball, little dribbler right side of the infield. Holt waits for it as he slides to his right, throws to first, and Thomas Diller just had to keep his right foot on the bag as he had to stretch for it a little bit. So for the second time today, Brown's grounded out on the infield and has been able to move the runner, Pearson, over to third. Again, that is the second out. So now can the right fielder Trey Harris do exactly what he did in the second inning? Rifle the ball down the first base line. First pitch, a three-hopper to Hole on the edge of the outfield grass. Easy play for him. And back-to-back 4-3 putouts ends things here in the fourth inning. No runs on a one hit. And Jacob Pearson's left over at third base. After 4 innings of baseball in Pearl, the Shuckers trail the Embraves 3-0. Luxie Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate, donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables, and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at MilnerRental.com.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Top of the fifth inning, Shucker is behind the Embrace 3-0. Tristan Lutz, the right fielder, steps in the right-hander's batter's box against the southpaw, Jarrett Schuster. And with that, we send it back to Garrett Green to take you through the next few frames.
All right, thank you so much, Thomas. So Schuster, the southpaw, rocks home, and Lutz rockets one foul right side for a strike at his 0-1. So that was Schuster's 57th pitch of this outing. 43 of them have now been for strikes. He's been in command. As Thomas said, back in the fourth inning, he's now retired seven consecutive batters, the 0-1. And Lutz waves and misses at a changeup. And the count is 0-2. Only base runner for the Shuckers since the first inning was a two-out walk to Cam Devaney back in the second. And he's been sat down in order since. The 0-2. And a changeup fades away. Lutz does not offer. On the count of ball and two strikes to Tristan. Schuster the 1-2, and Lutz bounces this on the ground. Two hopper picked up knee high by Alexander, throws on the run, and Lugbauer gets it knee high for the out. So corner infielders have been busy today. One going in, Cam Devaney is the hitter.
Well, that's what happens when Jarrett Schuster just how nasty his changeup in. We've seen the strikeouts, we've seen it this season. A lot of ground outs as well because of that sinking action. Guy is getting on top of the baseball. And you're right. Third 5-3 point out of the last four batters.
Well, Devaney down to a knee as he swings and misses at a changeup. A little bit of a nod as he does. And it's strike one to Cam. Cam drew a walk his last time up in the second. And he loses the bat as he gets a piece of this one. And there was an unsuspecting fan down on the first base side. Good thing that the netting was there, but it knocked off a baseball that they had sitting on the railing there as he was trying to unbutton his Braves jersey and put it back on.
They just bought it from the store.
Might have. Now 0-2 to Cam, the pitch. And Devaney hits this on the ground. Backhanded stab, Alexander up, long throw, and Lugbauer reaches up to bring it in. Well, another smash from Cam Devaney, but CJ Alexander has been almost perfect in this series over a third. A guy who's committed 9 errors this year over to third base, and I don't think he's committed a one in this series.
No, that's what he was known for when he was drafted by the Atlanta Braves as a corner infielder, a guy who has plenty of arm strength, and that's one of those throws where he needs some of that. And how about this now, too? Have you ever seen a streak where it's just like infield practice now for Lugbauer and Alexander?
So now it's Brent Diaz on the first pitch, low and inside for a ball. It is 1-0. You talk about it, that's now four of the last five outs have been ground outs to third. The 1-0. And Diaz takes outside, two balls and no strikes. Brent, his last time up in the second, lined out to center field. Center fielder Pearson is shaded a few steps towards right. The Santa 2-0. And that is down low, three balls and no strikes. Well, this was a matchup that was built up all the way back on Tuesday. We are on the MLB.TV free game of the day as a fastball is in there for a strike, 3-1. Now, if you turn it on, you're going to hear partners Chris Harris over there. Turn us on the radio. 3-1. And Diaz swings through a changeup. It's now 3-2. Part of it was for Jarrett Schuster. The expectation was Michael Harris the second as well. And of course, Joey Weimer playing for Biloxi. Eight-hole hitter Diaz here with two gone and the bases empty. Shuckers trailing 3-0 here in the fifth. And the payoff. And that is hit out towards the left field gap. Long run for Miller. He is not going to get there as it one hops in. Diaz takes a wide turn at first, but he will head back in. And it's the second hit of the ballgame for the Shuckers.
Well, even when Brent Diaz does fly out or line out to the outfield, he hits the ball hard. And that happened in his first at-bat of the second inning. He lined it on the first pitch to straight away center field, but it was caught by Pearson. So now here gets his revenge against Schuster. Works a lengthy at-bat and punches it into the left center field gap.
Now Yason Coco will bat from the right side, the switch hitter, and the first offer is high and away. Diaz with a big lead off of first, a back pick by Brown. But Brent goes sliding back in head first in front of the throw. It is just an eventful ball one to Coco. Coco, his first time up, bounced out to second. Set on the 1-0. And that is high and away. Two balls and no strikes to Coco. Game Brave scoring all three of their runs in the second. Walk, single, two RBI, double RBI, single. The set on the 2-0. And that is at the knees for a strike. It's now 2-1. Shuckers looking to come back in this one. They were able to come back. They would come away with a series split against these Mississippi Braves. 2-1. And Coca hits this on the ground. Stabbed by Alexander. Winds, throws in time yet again. It's been the combination in this inning. All three outs, 5-3 putouts. That sends us to the bottom of the fifth. M Braves leading the Shuckers still, 3-0. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the fifth inning, day is over for the left-hander Nick Bennett. He will depart, and a new hurler into the ballgame for the Shuckers. It is the right-hander JT Henson here in the fifth.
And the 25-year-old from Greenwich, Connecticut, 10th-round draft pick by the Brewers in 2018 out of Florida Southern. Pitched on Thursday, scoreless two innings, struck out one. He is 2-2 this season with Biloxi. His 12th game, 5.17 ERA. One hold as well in 15 and two-thirds. Struck out 13 and has walked just two. He throws a lot of strikes.
So top of the order due up here. It'll be Riley Delgado, Luke Waddell, and Jarmiel Gonzalez. Henson sets and fires. And a first pitch fastball darts over for a strike 0-1. So final numbers today for Bennett. Four innings, five hits, three runs all earned, two walks, and one strikeout. The set, the 0-1, and a curveball is skipped on the ground. Backhanded stab to Vaney. He can't field it cleanly, and Delgado is going to be safe. If they score that the same way they did the other night, that should be an error. But we will wait and find out. And it's a hit. So leadoff man is on, and Luke Waddell coming up to bat. Set by Henson, the offer. And a breaking ball is over for a strike. Hand high to Waddell. It is 0-1. Well, Waddell is one of those lefties who has reverse splits, if you could call it that. The set and Henson, after a long hold, the 0-1. That is hit in the air, but it will twist foul. The count is 0-2. Waddell, the left-handed hitter, batting 308 against left-handers coming into today and 290 against righties. 18-point difference there, so a little bit of substance. 0-2, fouled off again. So the count will stay at 0-2 to Waddell. Remember, when we played the M-Braves in our opening series, the Shuckers really held Waddell in place. He was hitting just 111 for his first nine games of the year. The 0-2. And a breaking ball in around the hands. So the count goes to one ball and two strikes. Waddell now hitting 289 for the season after going 0-2 today with a fly out and a ground out. Middle infield double play depth as Henson spins and fires to first and a dime back in by Delgado. Worth mentioning, no action out in the M-Braves bullpen, so it looks like Schuster will come out for the sixth. He's at 73 pitches. After five innings. 1-2, and that's pulled down the right field line, but that will go foul right over the tarp. So the count stays at a ball and two strikes to Luke Waddell.
We've seen some of the M-Braves start in this series, too, go into the low 90s as well, upper 80s. So depends kind of how the next inning goes. Shuckers work more deep counts or not.
The 1-2, a swing and a miss. He got him to chase a high fastball. So a strikeout of Waddell for the first out of the inning, and it brings up Jariel Gonzalez.
It's a big momentum out as well. You had the ground ball in the infield resulting in the single, and you know they're able to get Waddell striking him out as well. Double play ball, Shuckers out of this inning.
It's the second strikeout of the day for Shuckers pitching. As Gonzalez digs in from the left side now, after he hit from the right his first two times up. Set in the offer, and that is roped down the first baseline, but foul. Gonzalez hacking at a chin-high fastball, and he was just in front of it for strike one. Gonzalez 0-2 today, so he's 8-19 in this series. And we have a small amount of time here as a ball has come off of the left field berm, and Joey Weimer is going to be kind enough to go and fetch it for the kids out in center field that have lost their baseball over the short wall. Henson with a deep bend to the waist as he stares in, ball behind the small of his back, twirling it around as he gets the sign from Diaz. Now comes upright, sets third base side. And the 0-1 is lifted into center field. Weimer, though, coming in at a stride, will reach out and stab it backhanded out of the air, and Gonzalez lines out to center field for the second out. So two gone and Drew Lugbauer the batter. As Lugbauer comes to bat, let's take a short look around the Brewers affiliated scoreboard today. Let's check in on the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers and the South Bend Cubs. High A affiliates there as the first offer. And Lugbauer skies it left side, foul ground. Coca, long run over, but that'll be into the stands and foul. And it is 0-1. Well, Wisconsin jumped out to a 5-0 lead through three innings today. But unfortunately, South Bend has scored 4 in the sixth and 2 in the seventh. And made it 6-5. Undoes a great start by the left-hander Antone Kelly today. 5 2/3 innings, 3 runs on 3 hits, 1 walk, 13 strikeouts.
Wow.
As this pitch is high for a ball, it is 1-0. So Kelly continuing to rack up the Ks. and his ERA at 2.52. Set in the 0-1. And that is inside and bounces off of Diaz's glove and goes all the way to the backstop over on the first base side. That will likely be a passed ball on Diaz. And there is the call. The one that Brent would certainly say he should have gloved cleanly. So a man advances down to second. It's Delgado. Two gone still. And Lugbauer now in a 2-1 count. Right-hander JT Henson stares back to second. And the 2-1 at the knees with a changeup for a strike. It is 2-2. Chris trailing it 3-0 here in the bottom of the fifth inning at Trustmark Park in the finale. Instant from the belt, the 2-2. And a breaking ball is popped back of home over our heads and foul. Maybe right on top of our heads.
Right on the shell.
Yeah. Haven't had very many of those, and Bauer needs a little bit of the sticky spray to go on the handle there.
If you're walking just behind the press box, you probably would have rolled right off. Could have waited there for you and got a baseball.
Think so. Be nice to be back in our own press box next week. Shuckers are home for 6 games against the Biscuits. As the 2-2. And Lugbauer lays into this one. Deep to right field. Lutz looks like he has a beat on it, and he drops it. He tried to catch it with a backhanded grab on the warning track, and Tristan Lutz just drops it out and right. Delgado will score, and the M Braves, instead of being out of this inning, they add on another, and that is an error on Lutz that allows Delgado to come in and score. So no RBI for Lugbauer. Run is unearned against Henson, and now Jalen Miller, the batter. And the first pitch is a slider low and away for a ball, 1-0. Well, a tough break there for Lutz, but really the second play in this series that he should have made and just didn't. Set and the 1-0. And a fastball on the outer edge for a strike. The count is now 1-1 to Miller. Miller 0-1 today. Fly to center back in the third. Walked and scored a run as part of the 3-run second. And Braves now leading it 4-0. Henson the 1-1. And that skips it. Diaz blocks it out in front of him and watches Lugbauer back to second base. And the count is now 2-1. And unfortunately for Biloxi, that breaks up a great stretch for them. Last time that they had committed an error, you had to go all the way back to Wednesday night. Set and the 2-1. And a breaking ball is high, and it's 3-1. Of course, that error ended up not coming to anything in that game. An error that let a man advance down to third. Set down the 3-1. And a pitch is low for ball four. So the second walk to Jalen Miller. First issued by JT Henson. And the third for Shuckers pitching. And unfortunately, the inning continues as CJ Alexander digs in. Left-handed hitter Alexander digs in the back of the box and the first offer. And this is hit the opposite way, but will go foul over towards the netting down the third baseline. For a strike, 0-1. I mentioned the Shuckers are going to be back home for 6 games against the Montgomery Biscuits. First time we're playing the Biscuits at home. The opener on Tuesday night, the right-hander Justin Bullock is slated to go. For Montgomery, we do not know what their rotation is going to be. As a gate has come open down the third baseline, so we're going to have to wait for one of our umpires, Justin Witten, to go out and take care of that. But Montgomery has not named anybody in their rotation yet. Remember, the Biscuits were dealing with a COVID outbreak, made a whole slew of roster moves back on Wednesday when they played their lone game against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, and a lot of those were pitchers. The set and the 0-1. And a breaking ball is nubbed back to the screen foul. The count is 0-2. So we'll see what the Montgomery Biscuits look like when they come to town on Tuesday. I've heard that the COVID protocols this year for Major League Baseball is a 10-day quarantine still. 0-2 bounced on the ground foul. So the count will stay at 0-2. And again, that's just what Major League Baseball's health and safety protocols are. So you have to do the math on it and say that if you had a bunch of guys that tested positive on, say, Thursday when they canceled a lot of those games, as this is fouled again. Thursday to Thursday is 7 days. Friday would be 8. Saturday would be 9. And then Sunday would be 10.
Yeah.
So by the end of the next series might be when some of the guys for the Biscuits would be able to come out of quarantine. Doesn't even mention the fact that at that point they probably haven't played baseball or thrown a ball or hit or anything like that. Not to mention, you know, what kind of symptoms they might suffer from. The 0-2. And a swing and a miss. Henson gets him to whiff over a breaking ball, but the M-Braves add on a run on a single, a pass ball, and an E9. We move on to the sixth. Shuckers trailing it 4-0 on a Sunday. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures, you can rely on Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low.
Challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory, and in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
Start of the sixth inning here in Pearl on a Sunday afternoon. The Mississippi Braves now leading the Biloxi Shuckers 4-0. Southpaw Jared Schuster out for a sixth frame of work. No one warming yet behind him. And it'll be Gabe Holt to lead it off. And Holt hits this on the ground, a dive, but it's past Lugbauer and into right field. That's the start the Shuckers needed. Gabe Holt with a single. Go ahead and give him a 10-game on-base streak now. And he's on in front of Joey Weimer.
And Holt now hits in 5 of the 6 games in this series, as well as something to like to see to trend into the next series as well.
We'll see if the Shuckers can start a rally here with the top of their order, third time through against the lefty Schuster. Look over to first and the offer to Weimer. And a changeup is in the dirt. Good block by Brown. And that will chase Holt back to first. It's 1-0. Thomas, you pointed it out. In the last at-bat for Weimer, saw nothing but changeups from Schuster. I think in that first at-bat, he threw him a changeup that missed, and they tried to get a fastball by him. The set and the 1-0. There's a fastball, and Joey's just underneath it. Fouls it back for a strike. It's 1-1.
Got to show something else in there, too, I think, after the last at-bat.
Well, that's what's so impressive about Weimer, is that even though he takes such a tornadic swing, he does have a very good understanding of the strike zone. Look over to first, and the 1-1. And he takes high for a fastball. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. And that's a pitch that Joey normally doesn't chase after either, the high fastball. He sees it pretty well out of the hand. And again, he's not walking at the rate that you would probably like or that he would like this season, but this is a little weak number up the third baseline. It's picked up in fair territory by Brown. He'll spin and make the throw. And Weimer is out on a little tapper no more than 8 feet away from home. Really good play by the catcher, Logan Brown.
Yeah, Brown was leaving no doubt in that because it looked like it was going to be hugging right on the third base line in front of home plate. And Brown collecting and firing it towards first. Little spinning and winning.
Well, we'll just treat it like a bunt as Holt moves down to second. But the Shuckers in need of runs and base runners here. Trailing 4-0 in the top of the sixth inning. And now it's Felix Valerio. Who's sending the offer. And Felix hits this one in the air into left field. Lazy fly ball for Miller. Coming on, reaches up, and makes the catch over his cap. So Valerio is out, two gone in the inning, and Thomas Dillon. Another warm reception for former Ole Miss Rebel Thomas Dillard, of course, coming up next week. Got the SEC tournament coming up at Hoover, the old Hoover Metropolitan Stadium. Still a great facility there, just south of Birmingham. This pitch is low and outside for a ball, 1-0.
Yeah, friend Birmingham could have scooted over there for a game if we were playing in there, Regions Field. And
meanwhile, the state championship games for Mississippi High School Baseball will be here next week. 1-0, Dillard bounces it on the ground, but foul. And they count one ball and one strike. To the switch hitter, Dillard batting from the right side. Shuckers trailing at 4-0 here in the sixth. There are a couple of coast teams that are going to be playing here. Resurrection Catholic in 1A from Pascagoula. And then East Central from Hurley in 5A is going to be playing for the state title. Set and the 1-1. And Dillard fouls this one off. Right at the plate, the count is 1-2. There's East Central, home to Brad Cumbest, who we saw when Mississippi State played at MGM Park against Texas Tech. Unfortunately, Mississippi State, their season coming to an end, they did not make it into the SEC tournament this year. So that is the end of the year for them. The 1-2, and that is high. And the count is 2-2 to Dillon. Though there was a really cool moment. Landon Sims, who is not a senior for Mississippi State, but will still likely be a first-round pick even after having Tommy John surgery. He was the ceremonial first pitch yesterday for Mississippi State. The set and the 2-2. And Dillard hits this up the middle with some weird skim, and it goes into center field for a base hit. Holt gets the wave around. In to score is Gabe, and Thomas Dillard's second consecutive day with an RBI. It's a single up the middle, and the Shuckers have drawn blood from Jared Schuster. They trail at 4-1 here in the sixth.
Well, you're right. It kind of was an awkward slice up the middle. It was off the edge of the barrel, so that's why it kind of sounded weird off the bat as well, and that's why he got a little slithering up the middle too, and ends up finding the outfield grass. So nicely done by Thomas to find the hole up the middle.
So man on first and two gone on the first pitch to Reitz. That is up high for a ball, 1-0. If you can believe it, in the month of May, Thomas Dillard is the Shuckers' RBI leader. The set and the 1-0. And Reitz tips this into the mid of the catcher, Brown, for a strike. It is 1-1. With that RBI, Dillard now has 17 runs driven in here in the month of May. Set and the 1-1. And Reitz bounces this foul. And the count is 1-2. Now, Weimer does lead the team in runs scored. And remember, ever since Garrett Mitchell went on the injured list, Weimer has moved up in the batting order. So instead of hitting in that 3-4-5 spot, he's been more hitting second. So there haven't been as many guys on base when he's hit his home runs.
Yeah.
He hit a lot of solo shots over the last couple of weeks. Shuckers trailing at 4-1 here in the top of the sixth inning. Dillard on first. And two gone with Jackson Reitz batting. Left-hander Jared Schuster. The 1-2. And a changeup just off the plate. Brown spun his wrist on the outer edge to try and frame it up. But it's called a ball on the count 2-2. Lefty Schuster, his 2-2 pitch. And Reed strikes out, swinging on a changeup down to a knee. Reed can't believe it. It's just the fifth strikeout of the day for Schuster, but it gets him out of trouble in the sixth inning. And as we head to the bottom of the sixth, it's now the Mississippi Braves 4 and the Shuckers 1 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the sixth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers now trailing the Mississippi Braves 4-1. And Nash Walters is the new hurler for the Shuckers here in the sixth. He gets Jacob Pearson to start it off in this frame.
Now Nash 1-0 record, 13th appearance, 18 strikeouts in 14 2/3 innings this season.
First offer to Pearson, and that is on the outside edge with a fastball for a strike, 0-1.
Nash has allowed just one home run, walked six, holds three holds as well, 7.36 ERA.
0-1, and that is weakly bounced out to second. Holt off of the fourth low hop, scoops it up on a wheel around and slings to first. Pearson's retired, one gone for Logan Brown. Nash is one of those guys that you feel like is ERA not entirely indicative of how he's pitched this season. Couple of tough outings for Nash, but overall, the former third-round pick out of Lindale High School has been a very solid reliever for the Shuckers. Fastball just off the plate for a ball. This with a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 1-0 now to the catcher, Logan Brown. Walters sets the 1-0. And he misses way outside with a curveball. That came out of his hand wrong. And the count is 2-0. Well, Brown, a 35th round selection by Atlanta out of the University of Southern Indiana back in 2018. Hammers this one to right field. Lutz is backing up on it, and he has it go over his head, bounces off the wall, and rattles down on the warning track. Around second, heading for third is Brown. The throw is not in time. And it's a triple off the right field wall for Logan Brown, his first three-bagger of the year.
Yeah, just the way that it bounced off the wall, and so it went away from Tristan Lentz in right field, and he had to go fetch it after, and Brown not the fetus of fleet guy. But damn, Devaney had to throw off his back foot as well. Nice pick by Coke at third, but Brown, and all of a sudden, just when the Shuckers get one back, Embrace looking to get another.
So Trey Harris, as he has done in each of his last two at-bats, comes up with a man on third. As the pitch is a changeup in there for a strike, 0-1. Back in the second inning, Harris was batting with Jacob Pearson at third and one out. RBI single out into right field. The set in the 0-1. And a swing and a miss, and a fastball down at the bottom of the zone. It's 0-2. Harris would be thrown out trying to stretch that single into a double, though. Part of the three-run second for the M-Braves. That's the difference in this contest. The 0-2 and a check swing line drive shot over to the first base side. Startled a couple of fans that are sitting right there behind the netting. There's a hot shot right at him off the handle. Well, the count solo and two. Harrison the fourth came up with Pearson at third. And he grounded out to second base. 0-2. And he stretches and pokes this one back up the middle into center field, a base hit. Brown scores. It's the second RBI hit of the day for Trey Harris. And the M-Braves get the run back immediately. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning, they go back in front by four. It's 5-1.
Well, C.J. Alexander had the other day when he had one hit in the series, was 1-for-12, bases clearing double. Trey Harris came into this game 0-for-7 in the series, and he comes up with two of the biggest hits of this series, or the game so far.
Leads off of first, and now it's Delgado, and the first pitch is hit out into left field, and Reitz is going to have to play it on a one hop out to him. So back-to-back hits make it three in a row now for Delgado. That's his second hit of the game. And two men on with only one gone for Luke Waddell. And Bryn Diaz will come out and have a quick word with Nash Walters. We talk about Trey Harris. This season against Biloxi coming into today, he was 1-for-21 with a walk and five strikeouts in six games against the Shuckers. Today, he's 2-for-3 with two RBIs.
Game of baseball.
Yep. It giveth and taketh away. So Brown already home after his one-out triple and the single by Harris. Delgado singles on the first pitch that he sees, and now it's Waddell, the offer. And that is bounced over to first. Backhand pick by Dillard. The second for one. Relay to first. Walters on the bag, but they say the runner is safe. Well, Walter is talking to Dexter Kelly, saying, I had my foot on the base, but Kelly's saying it doesn't matter. Waddell beat it out. 3-6 on the put out of Delgado. Harris moves down to third. Waddell now at first on the fielder's choice. And Jariel Gonzalez the batter. A lot of moving pieces there. Bouncer to first. Look over to first base by Walters. The hard-throwing Texan, here's his first offer. And a slider is down low for a ball. It's 1-0. Gonzalez 0-for-3 today. Line to center his last time up in the fifth. Struck out swinging in the third. And into a fielder's choice back in the first. The set and the 1-0. And a whiff and a miss. Threw him a better slider that time, and the count is 1-1. 5-1 M-Braves here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Five runs, nine hits, no errors for the M-Braves. One run, four hits, one error for the Shuckers. Walters readies, and the 1-1. And a slider is low and inside. And the count, two balls and one strike to Gonzalez. M-Braves three runs in the second, one in the fifth, and now one in the sixth. Walters, as the sun comes out from behind the clouds, the 2-1. And a slider is swung on and missed. The count now 2-2 to Gonzalez. Looks like a right-hander is warm out in the bullpen for the M-Braves. The day appears to be over for Schuster. As the 2-2 is down low, the runner was going, and with the ball in the dirt, there will be no offer as Waddell steals second. And actually, it looks like there might be another left-hander that's getting loose out of the bullpen, so probably Hayden Deal, who we saw throw extended relief on Tuesday night. Haven't seen him again in this series, so he will likely come out for the top of the seventh. Shuckers trying to get there, trailing by only four. As time is called, and they are going to call a pitch clock violation on Nash Walters, and that's going to be ball four. So an automatic ball for ball four to Gonzalez. And the bases are loaded for Drew Lugbauer.
probably the first time this season we've seen a pitch clock violation result in a ball four.
We've seen one result in a strikeout this year. Lugbauer waits as the first offer. And this is hit on the ground. A diving stop by Holt to his feet. Easy throw to first. And Lugbauer is retired. But the M-Braves do get a run on three hits. And they leave three men on base. We go on to the seventh. M-Braves back in front by four at 5-1. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else. And then there's Dad Super Pawn.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Start of the seventh inning. The Mississippi Braves now leading the Biloxi Shuckers 5-1. Day is over for the left-hander Jared Schuster after six innings. New hurler in the seventh is the lefty Hayden Deal. And to tell you all about him and take you through the seventh, here is Thomas Zinzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett. Schuster, his line today allows just one run on four hits. Goes six innings. Walks one, strikes out five. ERA goes down to 2.14. 5-1. Embry's on top of the Shuckers in the top of the seventh inning. Hayden Deal, the southpaw, 27 years old from Newton, North Carolina. Pitched at Presbyterian in North Carolina as well, as the curveball is flown in the air. Right field, Harris back three steps in the sun. Makes a catch shy of the warning track. And Tristan Lutz sat down on one pitch to start the seventh. So is Lutz, Cam Devaney, and Brent Diaz to start. This season, now the 11th appearance for Hayden Deal, 1-0 with a .96 ERA. 23 innings, struck out 23. Opponents hitting just 198 off him. And a fastball at 87 high. Ball the letters to Devaney for ball one. Well, Deal followed Schuster on Tuesday as well, as Devaney laid on the fastball. It's 1-1. After Schuster went just two-thirds of an inning, Deal going 2 1/3 innings. And the 1-1 outside, change up 2-1. Allowed three runs on five hits. We really settled and calmed the waters, those three runs coming in the second inning. Really nice finish on the back end of his outing. And the 2-1 pop foul off the right side, count even 2-2 to Cam. Devaney today is 0-1. Walked his first plate appearance against Schuster. That was the only walk that he issued today. And the 2-2. Fastball inside as Devaney elevates the hands up in the air to show how inside it was. And so the count's full of 3-2. Deal wheels and deals the payoff as Devaney flares it out into shallow right center field. It drops in for a base hit. And Cam Devaney has his first hit today, second time on base. Brings up catcher Brent Diaz. Diaz also singled his last time. He's hit two well-struck balls today. Shuckers now with five hits in the ball game this afternoon. There's a breaking ball inside for ball one. Luxy, if they win this game, even the series, and split it with the Embraves. And the 1-0 is down and in, 2-0, the Diaz. Shuckers took 5-6 at MGM Park from Mississippi. Back at the second series of the season, this is the second time they're meeting. Vander leads off of first with one out. In the seventh inning, the 2-0, and Diaz lines it into right center, but Pearson has it lined up. He chases it down a few steps to his left. Well, they had it played perfectly. Pearson was playing towards the first base side of the second base bag to the right of the 402 side. So easier run for him than if he was playing straight on. He pulls out his outfield card again from his back pocket. And that's where analytics have changed the game of baseball. Plays like that 10 years ago allowed a base hit for Diaz. Well, they've seen the spray charts. And a first pitch breaking ball, Coco chases after in the dirt on the inner half for strike one. It's now two outs, top of the seventh inning. Shuckers trail 4-5-1. As the sun comes out from behind the clouds. Feel the humidity bouncing into our broadcast booth here at Trustmark Park. The 0-1 to Coco. There's a fastball in on the hands. Couldn't get him turned around quick enough. It's quickly 0-2. Coco's grounded out twice on the infield in the third inning to Luke Waddell at second. And C.J. Alexander to third in the fifth inning. The 0-2 is down and inside. With a fastball, 1-2. Jason, whose average coming into this game was .227. Dropped down to .208. Here live in game as Devaney goes off to second base, breaking ball down and in. And so Devaney will be standing at second. Puts himself in scoring position. The Shucker is trying to chip away at this deficit. Every little bit will help here. All right, Steele looks to strand Devaney at second now. Two outs, the 2-2. And Coca swings and misses at a fastball on the inner half of the plate. And down on strikes to end the seventh inning. No runs on one hit. Devaney's left at second base. It's stretch time here at Trustmark Park in Pearl, Mississippi. Shuckers trail 5-1 as Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
Roll out the barrel. We'll have a barrel of fun.
Hernandez enters the ballgame for the Biloxi Shuckers in the home half. The seventh inning here at Trustmark Park. Places J.T. Henson. Goes a scoreless or an inning, but gave up the unearned run. One hit, one walk, and two strikeouts on 26 pitches.
Yeah, for Hernandez, this is his 12th appearance of the year. 3-1, but a 5.51 ERA. That was inflated after he gave up five runs in his last outing. Over 16 in the third innings, 11 runs, 10 earned on 19 hits. He has walked 10 and struck out 21 opponents, hitting .292. It's the right-hander Arnaldo Hernandez.
And we talk about the big seventh inning that the Embrays had on their previous two wins. The first two wins of this series. Three runs in the second inning today, four in the second yesterday, and those look like those innings will be the difference makers. So here is Michael Harris, the second, as a pinch hitter. His first pitch, fastball. This is downstairs for ball one. Comes in to hit for Jalen Miller. As Hernandez comes set from the stretch, the 1-0. And a breaking ball, Harris chops. First baseman Dillard behind the bag. He'll take it himself and beat out Harris. So Michael Harris, the second, who is a late scratch today, comes in as a pinch hitter here in the seventh inning, rounds out the first.
Now that's interesting. I mean, maybe the thought was that they didn't want him to face the left-hander Nick Bennett. Harris hitting only about 195 against left-handers this year, where he's hitting well over 340 against righties.
So C.J. Alexander, the next batter, fouls it off in the left-hander's batter's box for strike one. And was or just wasn't feeling something in the pregame stretch, and so maybe if I'm feeling better.
I don't know if Atlanta is one of those teams that if you're not hydrated properly, they don't let you play.
Yeah.
No, the Angels used to do that back in the day. They literally had a starting pitcher one time who was scratched and didn't come out until the fourth inning because he wasn't properly hydrated.
Could be something. As the 0-1 off the edge of the bat, off the left side. Out of play, over the seats, 0-2. Shuckers trail 5-1 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Alexander 1-for-3 today, singled and scored in the second inning. Flied out to left in the fourth, struck out swinging in the fifth. The 0-2. Fastball sails high. It's 1-2. CJ, whose younger brother, plays Alexander, member of the Arizona Diamondbacks system. And 1-2. Weak ground ball or line drive into center field. That will get through into center field. The pinch on the hands. Alexander, multi-hit game for him. On a four-game hitting streak now with the two base hits today, and that's somebody who's really heated up at the back end of this series. Struggled out of the gate. Maybe that base is clearing double turn things around for him. Now Jacob Pearson, another lefty against the righty Hernandez. Down and in misses with a fastball, 93 for ball one. So we'll have to see what happens now that Michael Harris II is pinch hitting this ball game, where they go defensively, if they move him to center or keep him in left. As a fastball at the knees called strike 1-1. Well, because Pearson wasn't supposed to play today, and then after the late scratch, started out in center field. Having a heck of a day, though. 2-for-3, pair of doubles and an RBI. And a fastball off the plate, 2-1. Two RBIs as well that scored Miller and Alexander in the second inning. Now on a 9. That's a 2-1. And a breaking ball he's out in front of. Caught a piece of it as he fouled tip into the DS. And 2-2. See if he can go for the trifecta here. Looking for his third double. Third hit as well. And a 2-2. Got him on a changeup. As Hernandez altered speeds a few times in that battle. Puts him away for the second out. So Logan Brown enters the left-hander as batter's box in the bottom of the seventh inning. 5-1 M Braves on top on the Sunday afternoon in Pearl. Two outs, Alexander at first. And first pitch, fastball hooks inside for ball one. Brown doesn't wear any batting gloves. Tripled out to right field, 1-for-3 afternoon for him. And a 1-0 tardy on fastball, 93, 1-1. So it's two hits in the series now. Combined 2-for-10 have gone for extra bases, doubled earlier in this series. And a triple today. What a bad way to live. 1-1, a breaking ball off the edge of the bat. Slice foul, third base side. Out of play, 1-2. Is down and in. Diaz blocks it over towards the first base side and throws into center field. As Weimer comes up throwing to third and Coca comes off the bag. Maybe one of those Diaz should have probably just seen in his back pocket. He threw off balance, leaning towards the first base dugout. So Alex Xander will get a wild pitch, E2.
That's one where Brent's just trying to make a play there, and you can't fault him for it, but now runner at third.
2-2, bouncing the other way, and Devaney can't get there. He gets to the 5-6 hole. And just like that, another run comes in to score right after. So Logan Brown's second hit today makes it 6-1 and Braves the seventh.
And even if the E2 doesn't happen, it's possible the run still scores there, but then you make it a play for Weimer or Reitz and you have a chance, but as that sneaks through, no chance for anybody to make a play.
Well, Trey Harris takes a fastball in the outer half, called strike. 9-0 hitter. 2-for-3 day for him. Pair of RBIs. Runner at first and two outs. Again, now 6-1. Embry has 11 hits today. And Harris lifts in the air out to right field. Lutz ranging towards the line. And up against the wall in foul territory makes the catch to end the inning here in the seventh. But another run comes in to score on two hits, one error, and one man left on base. Shuckers trail 6-1 after seven innings played here at Trustmark Park. Listen to Bluxy Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Radio Network.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized nutritional and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Hey, Floyd.
Yes, Perky.
How do I look?
Less disheveled than usual. What's the occasion?
Headed to the river. There's some pretty gals down there.
Your truck's too ragged. Ain't no woman gonna go for you in that.
No?
No, you don't want the truck working against you. You need to head to Southern Pro Truck first.
Yeah?
Get you some steps and running boards, a nice tonneau cover. Southern Pro Truck's got all the stuff to make your truck look sexy.
Shouldn't I look sexy?
Baby steps, Sparky. Baby steps. Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10. 1, 2, 3, 4. My baby don't mess around because she loves me.
the Mississippi Braves tacked on another in the seventh inning to make it a 6-1 game as we're into the top of the eighth inning. Jake Higginbotham enters in for Hayden Till. He'll face the top of the order. And with that, hand it back over to Garrett Green to take you the rest of the way home.
All right, thank you so much, Thomas. So Higginbotham will come in. He'll get the top of the order. Holt, Weimer, and Valerio, the three do up for the Shuckers here. Holt in from the left side, the first offer from the lefty. And Gabe down to an E as he swings through a fastball for a strike. 0-1. 15th appearance of the year for the lefty Higginbotham. 2-2 with a 6.91 ERA. He's finished five games. Does have a pair of holds for the Braves. 0-1, Holt is tardy on a fastball again. It's 0-2. 0-2 in save chances, though, this year. This does not count as one, with the Braves leading by five here in the eighth. 14 and a third innings, 13 runs, 11 earned on 21 hits. 0-2 and Holt, a little tapper, third base side. Alexander, bare hand, slings to first, not in time. Well, impressive by Alexander, as he knew the only play that he was going to have would be to bare hand that baseball. And he got a good grip on it and slung it to first, but Holt down the line quickly. He's got his second hit of the game. He's on base now for Joey Weimer.
That's just one game. That type of hitter will slap it the other way. And a little dribbler, he hustles as he always does and beats it out.
So now it's Weimer, the first pitch. And Joey cranks it, but foul. Well, it's very similar to the one yesterday. Got a 93-mile-an-hour fastball right over the inner edge of the plate, and he was just in front of it. And it's a foul ball for strike one. Joey is 1-for-3 today. Holds up of first and the 0-1. And another fastball, this one bounced on the ground. Fielded by Gonzalez to second for one, on to first, not in time for a double play. With Weimer gliding down the first base line. So 6-4 on the putout of Holt. Weimer's on with the fielder's choice. Felix Valerio, the batter.
Well, for how good of a defensive team the Braves are in fielding percentage-wise, they've only turned 22 double plays this year, and it seems like anything on the infield, we're not really quick at turning it up the middle.
Look to first, and the lefty Higginbotham is pitch. And Valerio skies hit right side for a strike, 0-1. Well, contrast that with the Shuckers coming into today. Biloxi as a team has turned 32 double plays on the ground. It's the second most in the Southern League. Tennessee has turned 37 coming into today. So this pitch misses for a ball. 1-1. Shuckers 11th in minor league baseball in double plays turned this year. Look over to first and the 1-1. And that is on the inner edge with a breaking ball for a strike. And it's now 1-2 to Valerio. Felix 0-for-3 today. Fly to left, back in the sixth. Grounded out to third in the fourth and grounded to second in the first. The 1-2. And this is a bouncer, another opportunity here. Long developing, underhand flip to first, on to the bag. It's not in time. It was 6-4 up the middle yet again. Valerio was able to leg it out, but well, that was close. I really thought they had a chance to get Valerio there, but he is ruled safe.
Yeah, I thought they might have had him. Just goes to show you again, you know, having to make Higginbotham and throw extra outs here. Granted, it may not come back to hurt him, especially with a five-run lead they have here in the eighth inning, but that's something that adds up throughout a game.
And they are going to call time as Felix Valerio finishes taking off the ankle guard that he wears, and he puts on the sliding glove onto his left hand. Look over to first by the lefty Higginbotham, and the first offer to Dillard. And Thomas takes a fastball inner edge for a strike. 0-1. Well, Dillard with an RBI single his last time up in the sixth that drove in the only run of the game so far for the Shuckers, trailing 6-1 here in the eighth. The set on the 0-1. And Dillard skies this into center field. Long run in for Harris, who is now in center field, and he will get underneath it and make the catch for the out. So a leadoff single by Holt, but then back-to-back fielder's choices and a flyout. Come to nothing for the Shuckers in the eighth. We go on to the bottom of the eighth inning. Shuckers still trailing at 6-1 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Who wants a free t-shirt? Come to MGM Park every Tuesday in 2022 for T-Shirt Tuesday, where the first 250 fans through the gates receive a different Shuckers-themed t-shirt every week.
Join us on May 24th for an exclusive AFC Biloxi Tea presented by U.S. Air Force 331st Recruiting Squadron. Gates open at 5:30 p.m., so get there early. Reserve your seats now at BiloxiShuckers.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Shuckers are lighting up the Biloxi sky every Friday night at MGM Park in 2022. Come join us on May 27th for Fireworks Friday, presented by Island View Casino, as the Shuckers take on the Montgomery Biscuits. Tickets are starting for as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the Friday fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the eighth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers trailing the Mississippi Braves 6-1. New hurler on for the Shuckers. It's the right-hander Taylor Floyd here in the bottom of the eighth inning.
Now Floyd making his seventh appearance of the season for Biloxi. 14.54 year rain, 4 1/3 innings, 7 earned runs, 6 strikeouts, 1 walk.
The right-hander Floyd rocks home in the first pitch slider at the knees for a called strike. It is 0-1. Ball put out of play. It looks like it got away from Floyd, and so Holt picks it up and discards it. New baseball for the right-hander. And the 0-1. And another slider. Pearson chases this one, swings for a strike, and it's 0-2. Delgado has been on base three times today. Single twice, scored a run, and walked. Was in by Floyd, and the 0-2 pitch on the way. That's fouled straight back. Came in with an inside fastball at 92. And the count still at 0-2. Well, let's go ahead and take a look back at the affiliated scoreboard. All right, we had checked in on the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, Thomas. And the T-Rats had jumped out to a 6-0 lead. Or 5-0 lead, but then they trailed 6-5 going to the ninth. The 0-2. And a slider misses inside, not by much. And the count 1-2 to Delgado. Check that in the eighth, they were down 6-5. They scored the tying run on a sac fly by Wes Clark. The set and the 1-2. And another slider, this one misses. So the count 2-2. They would end up going to 10 innings. And then in the 10th, the T-Rats get the win. The set and the 2-2. A swing and a miss late on a fastball down low. It's a strikeout for Floyd. One gone, and Luke Waddell the hitter.
Great day to be a T-Rat then.
Yep. Micah Bello started on second. Tyler Black with a single to put men on the edges. Jermaine Estrada was intentionally walked. And then a passed ball scores the winning run. T-Rats walk it off. The set and the offer, and that pops the mitt of Diaz for a strike on the outer edge, 0-1 to Waddell.
Something you see in Little League. Walk-off wild pitch.
Good sign as well. Joe Gray Jr., a 3-for-4 day today with his sixth home run of the year. The 0-1. And that is skipped on the ground. Dillard, a backhanded stab. It ricochets off of his wrist and goes out to Devaney at short. And so a one-out base runner for the Braves.
Something that the ball just skipped off the lip and a little bit higher than Dillard expected, so it hit off when he tried to backhand it off his wrist bone. Looked down at it a few times after the play.
Looks like that will be ruled a hit for Waddell. And with one gone, it's Jariel Gonzalez. Set in the 0-1. The first offer, that is on the outer edge. Now it is 0-1.
You're seeing the future.
Premonitions of a strike. Floyd has gone to that same spot to start every at-bat.
Now say 0-2 and we'll get it.
Well, then it's the broadcaster's jinx. The 0-1. And that is hit out into right field, but should be playable. Lutz hesitated, now comes on and reaches up and makes the grab for the out. One ball to right field for Gonzalez. Two gone, and Drew Ludbauer the batter.
The pitch was in the zone, so it would have been a called strike.
You know, it still counts as a strike if you get it, but well, I'm not in the business of predilection. It's not what we traffic in. By the way, Nashville Sounds, they're playing two games today against the Louisville Bats. Here's the set on the first offer, and a slider slithers in for a strike to Lugbauer. It's 0-1. Checkers trailing 6-1 here in the bottom of the eighth. Remember, Nashville, when their game was suspended against Louisville last night, they led 7-0. They didn't stop. End up winning 17-7 today.
Wow.
The 7 for Louisville coming late. Fastball down low. Diaz nods to Floyd, says good offer there. Just a little low and inside, and the count is 1-1.
Late touchdown.
Two in the fifth, two in the sixth, three in the seventh, but the Sounds had scored two in the fourth, four in the sixth, and four in the seventh. As the next offer is a sinker downstairs, and the count is 2-1. Pablo Reyes had a big day, 4-for-5 with 3 RBIs and 4 runs scored. Weston Wilson, 3-for-5 in the ballgame. Set in the 2-1. Whiff and a miss. And a slider down low, and the count is now 2-2. Abraham Almonte, 3-for-6 with 6 RBIs. And he hit 2 home runs in the contest. The sent by Floyd in the 2-2. And a back foot slider. Lugbauer thought about it, but he held off. So the count now runs full to Lugbauer. They are in the top of the second inning right now in Nashville in game number 2. They still are going to play a 9-inning contest because their other – oh, no, check that. They'll play 7 innings, but they had to finish their suspended game and play 9 innings. The set and the 3-2 is low for ball 4. So Lugbauer works the walk, and now it'll be Michael Harris the second.
Not your prototypical five hitter either, Michael Harris the second. Pinch hit before.
Now, remember, Harris has reached base in all but one game in his time with the Braves. The set and the offer. And a slider is low and outside for a ball, 1-0. So this is where, look, he's not on a streak. Remember, his 31-game on-base streak was broken up during the series against Chattanooga, but he started a new one and doesn't come in until the seventh inning. This is where on-base streaks might go to die. Checkers would take it here to get out of the inning. The 1-0 is inside, and that gets by Diaz and all the way to the backstop. Slider with a wicked amount of movement to it. Might have been a cross-up as well. And it'll go down as a wild pitch. That allows Waddell to move down to third and Lugbauer to second. But now, 2 men in scoring position, still 2 gone. The Checkers trailing 6-1 here in the eighth, but if you want to have any shot at a rally in the ninth inning, can't let either of these runners score. The 2-0. Low and outside with a fastball. It's 3 balls and no strikes. It's Michael Harris, the second. A last score on the Brewers-affiliated scoreboard. Carolina falls to Downeast today, 5-3. Floyd sets his 3-0, and Harris takes the whole way downstairs, ball 4. So Ren Diaz is going to come out and have a quick word with Taylor Floyd, and well, there's the on base for Michael Harris, the second. 4-pitch walk. The bases are full for C.J. Alexander.
Now back to the plate, number 19, C.J. Alexander.
This is just very different than the Taylor Floyd that we saw at the end of last season. Floyd came up, he made 7 scoreless appearances for the Shuckers, but this season, every time he's been on the mound, except for about 2 of them, it seems like he's just searching to find what he had last season. He's in a pickle here with the bases loaded and 2 gone. The right-hander sets and deals. And the first pitch bouncer. This should do it. Holt comes on, gloves, underhands to Dillard in time. And Floyd finds a way out of the jam. No runs, a hit. No errors and 3 men left on for the Embraves. We go to the 9th. Last call for the Shuckers. Trailing at 6-1 as we go that way. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashions.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Comeback starts now for the Biloxi Shuckers. They trail it 6-1 as we go to the top of the 9th inning. It'll be Reitz, Lutz, and Devaney due up. But they'll get the right-hander Tyler Ferguson here in the 9th.
That 28-year-old, former 2015 Texas Ranger draft pick in the 6th round. He's kind of one of their alternate closers they have. 1 save on the season, 3 holds, 15th appearance.
First offer to Reitz and a fastball low and outside for a ball, 1-0.
17th appearance for the right-hander, 1-1 with a .15 ERA, 6 walks, 17 strikeouts, and 15 2/3.
Set on the 1-0, and Reitz takes a breaking ball inside, 2 balls and no strikes. Well, you can hope that Reitz homers here. If it is, it would be the 7th time in 9 games that he's homered. Of course, he didn't last night. As the 2-0, and Reitz instead shoots it down the left field line, but just out in front, foul. The count is 2-1. Which brought to an end one of the more impressive home run streaks in franchise history. Rarely had a chance to get into it yesterday, but some of the other best home run streaks that Reitz beat out. And a couple of them in 2019 with the Shuckers. The set on the 2-1, and Reitz swings through a tight slider, and the count is 2-2. Weston Wilson hits 6 home runs in 10 games. He had 5 games with a home run in that span. That was in late April of 2019. The set and the 2-2. And Reitz takes outside 3-2. Cooper Hummel hit 5-8 games in a span in July. And Trent Grisham with 5-7 games from the end of May through the beginning of June. He also hit 6-11 games. Set and the 3-2 to Reitz. And he hits this up the middle. A skipper fielded on one hop around the ankles by Gonzalez. And the throw to first is in time to retire Reitz 6-3. One gone and Tristan Lutz the batter.
Well, that's not bad company at all for Reitz to be in there with.
2 major leaguers in there.
Yeah.
Trent Grisham and Cooper Hummel. Weston Wilson, you feel like it's just a matter of time. If he is not, if he doesn't push through to the big league club this year, then if he's not a free agent at the end of the year, he'll be a prime Rule 5 candidate for somebody to take. The set and the offer. And Lutz takes a home run whiff and comes up empty for his strike 0-1. Meanwhile, Corey Ray had a couple of good home run stretches back in 2018. 5 home runs in 5 games in mid-May of 2018. The set and the 0-1. And Lutz takes a slider that drops on the inner edge for his strike. 0-2. Ray had 4 games with a home run in that stretch. He hit multiple. By the way, Corey Ray has played in the big leagues. Mm-hmm. Which right now, unfortunately, injured for AAA Nashville, trying to make his way up to Milwaukee. The set and the 0-2. And Lutz reaches for a slider outside and strikes out. 2 gone, and the Shuckers need to put together a 2-out rally, trailing 6-1 here in the top of the 9th inning. And Cam Devaney will try and start it. Jake Gatewood had 5 home runs in 5 games, but he had 3 games with a home run. That was when he ended up winning Southern League Player of the Week in late 2018, in late May, we should say. Here's Devaney, the offer, and a first pitch slider, Devaney to an E for a strike. And the other one that I found really interesting, Lucas Ersig hit 5 home runs in a 9-game stretch at one point in 2018. The set and the 0-1. That's low and outside with the slider. And the count is 1-1 to Devaney. Yeah, Ersig, remember, hit 13 home runs with the Shuckers when he was a third baseman in 2018. Good to see him have a bounce back 2 scoreless innings as a relief pitcher the other night. 1-1. And a slider bends in for a strike. And now the Shuckers are down to their last strike, trailing 6-1 here in the top of the 9th inning. Devaney in the bright sunshine waiting. And the right-hander deals home. And Devaney takes a slider low. And so the count is 2-2 to Cam. By the way, finishing it up, Jake Hager, 5 home runs in 4 games in 2018. As the set and the 2-2. And that's inside, 3-2 to Devaney. And last but not least, really, there weren't a lot of home runs hit for the Shuckers in their first 3 seasons. Jacob Nottingham hit 4 home runs in 3 games in 2017. 2 gone and the base is empty, 3-2 to Devaney. And he bounces this the opposite way. Coming on, Lugbauer scoops. He will go to the base himself, and that will bring the game to a close. Braves take the last 2 games of this series, and they take this series from the Shuckers. Final score in this one today, the Mississippi Braves 6, the Biloxi Shuckers 1. When we come back, it's the postgame show. Take you through this one and get you all set for Tuesday night's series opener against the Biscuits. All of that when Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media, from news and highlights to game day promotions. Follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Welcome back to Trustmark Park. Shuckers fall today by a final score of 6-1. Eric Green with you here. Thomas Zizzarella alongside. And Thomas, you take a look back at this one. Really, for the Shuckers, they had a chance in the first inning. Joey Weimer with a one-out double against the left-hander Jared Schuster. He got moved over to third, but after Thomas Dillard struck out in the first inning, that was really the last solid scoring chance the Shuckers had with this game still in reach.
Yeah, you thought because of Jared Schuster only went two-thirds last time, he was going to come out better, and you said, okay, we've got to try to get him in that first inning, and the Shuckers, maybe Weimer at third base, and it was pretty much cruise control for that for Schuster really until that sixth inning, and as his pitch count got higher, maybe the arm got a little bit more tired as well for him. The Shuckers did break through in that sixth inning, but you know, he looked between the first inning after the Weimer double, just a walk by Cam Devaney in the second inning, and then a single by Diaz with two outs in the fifth. That was it until they broke through in the sixth.
Yeah, and unfortunately, yet again, for the Mississippi Braves, they kind of got one big inning, and that was all it took. It was the second. The leadoff walks, those come back to hurt you. Leadoff walk, single by C.J. Alexander, and then Jacob Pearson, who wasn't even in the starting lineup at the start of today, has a two RBI double. An RBI single by Trey Harris adds on another. It was 3-0 at that point. And Braves got another run in the fifth on an error. Shuckers got one back in the sixth, but then a run in the bottom of the sixth for the Braves, and the Shuckers just unable to mount anything after that as they fall in the series finale by a final score of 6-1. Well, when we come back, we will take a look around the Southern League and the Brewers organization. We'll get you set for a series opener against the Montgomery Biscuits on Tuesday. All of that when Biloxi Shuckers Baseball continues in a moment.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Well, welcome back to Trustmark Park. Shuckers fall in the finale against the Mississippi Braves today by a final score of 6-1. There is action all around the Southern League. Let's go ahead and send you over to Thomas Zizzarella for all of the news around the Southern League.
Oh, thank you, Garrett. As we've said every single day now, the Pensacola-Montgomery series has been postponed, so no game today for them because the COVID situation there in Montgomery. So, again, two more scores just to watch out for. One is final one is just getting underway. We'll start with the final score. Smokies, 11 runs on 12 hits today. They jumped out to a 5-1 lead after two innings. Chattanooga coming into today, they were just a game out. That North Division standings is jam-packed. Rocket City Smokies came into today 22-16 in first place. Lookouts, again, one game back, 21-17. So as of right now, Smokies, sole possession of first place, half a game lead on Rocket City. Again, they're just underway today. Really big news in this one, Matt McLean, his 10th home run of the season, a two-run blast in the fifth inning. That was his only hit today for the Reds' number one prospect. They had just six hits today. A five RBI day for Matt Mervis, the DH. We saw five RBIs by T.J. Hopkins, I believe, yesterday for Chattanooga.
Yeah.
So some big offense going there. In another game today, Rocket City 2-0 already lead. Orlando Martinez singles, scores Ryan Aguilar. Torrey Hunter Jr., his sixth stolen base of the season, a throwing error sails into center field by Xavier Fernandez, scores Anthony Morine. So 2-0 lead already in Birmingham. And that's your look around the Southern League scoreboard.
All right, thank you so very much, Thomas. Let's take a look at the Brewers affiliated scoreboard for you. We ran it down earlier, but if you weren't with us, here's a look at what we've got. Up at the AAA level, the Nashville Sounds, 17-7 winners in the resumption of their suspended game from last night. Luke Barker ends up getting the win for Nashville in that game as he throws a scoreless inning of relief. All kinds of days for everybody, but Abraham Almonte was the big one as he went 3-for-6 with two home runs and six RBIs. Weston Wilson also went 3-for-5 with three runs driven in for Nashville. Meanwhile, it's a walk-off winner for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. They win on a pass ball in the bottom of the 10th inning to defeat South Bend 7-6. So the Timber Rattlers are now 25-14 on the year. He doesn't get a decision, but Anton Kelly, 5 2/3 innings, three runs on three hits. He walked one and struck out 13. He's got a 2.52 ERA. Joe Gray Jr. also hit his sixth home run of the season. It was a two-run shot, part of a 3-for-4 day for Joe Gray Jr. And last but not least, Carolina Mudcats fall to the Downeast Wood Ducks by a final score of 5-3. That's it on the farm. As for the Brewers, they end up falling to the Nationals today. 8-2 was the final score in that one. Rough day at the yard for Freddie Peralta. Peralta goes three innings, gives up five runs on six hits, walked one, and struck out two. So that is your final score from Milwaukee today. All right, final numbers from our game today. For Mississippi, six runs on 12 hits, no errors. They leave 12 men on base. For Biloxi, one run on six hits. They committed two errors. They leave six men on base. The winning pitcher, Jared Schuster, improves to 3-3. The losing pitcher, Nick Bennett, drops to 2-4. Today's game took 2 hours and 20 minutes in front of a crowd of 25-13 on an 87-degree, what started as a sunny and is now turning slightly cloudy day here in Pearl. With the win, the Mississippi Braves are now 18-21. With the loss, the Biloxi Shuckers, 18-21 on the season. Next up for the Shuckers, they have an off day tomorrow, and they're back at home for a 6-game series against the Montgomery Biscuits starting at 6:35 p.m. I'm just going to say this now. We don't know what the situation is going to be with Montgomery with their COVID outbreak. We're going to have to find out more about that over the next couple of days. We also understand that there's weather forecasted for the first couple of days of the series. So all I can say, stay tuned to the Biloxi Shuckers social media. If we post something, we'll let you know that the game is not happening. Otherwise, operate on the basis we're going to start at 6:35 on Tuesday night. That's the best that I have for you. We obviously make every effort to play every game. We have a field that drains very well. The team is tarping the field tonight, from the best of my knowledge. I think they're putting the tarp on in just a minute to make sure that the field is dry for Tuesday night. So be sure to check out our website. You can go to BiloxiShuckers.com. Check out our rain policy that we have there. But stay tuned to social media at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter. Search for Facebook, look for Biloxi Shuckers, and at official Biloxi Shuckers on Instagram. Any kind of update we have, we'll post there. But right now, we're planning on playing at 6:35 on Tuesday night. The right-hander Justin Bullock will be on the mound For the Shuckers, it's T-Shirt Tuesday. It's a great one. AFC Biloxi. What better way to celebrate the end of the Premier League season than an AFC Biloxi T-Shirt giveaway? Yes, we put a mustache and a whistle on the Biloxi Shuckers B logo. I'm going to grab one. You should be there. First 250 fans get a T-shirt on Tuesday night. Big thanks to Thomas Zinzarella for all of his great work over this entire series here in Mississippi. Play-by-play color commentator, social media coordinator, and broadcast coordinator as well. Thomas, thanks so much for all of your hard work, sir.
Oh, thank you, Gary.
But as we always say, the biggest thanks goes out to all of you. You made us a part of your Sunday afternoon. Whether you listen for an out, an inning, or you're with us for the whole contest, we're thrilled you made Biloxi Shuckers baseball a part of your day. So for Thomas Zinzarella, I'm Gary Green saying so long from here in Pearl, where your final score, the Mississippi Braves 6, the Biloxi Shuckers 1. Back at it again on Tuesday night at 6:35 p.m. Until then, good night from just outside the capital of the Magnolia State.
You've been listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network. This broadcast has been brought to you by Coca-Cola, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Cruisin' day and night. This is Cruisin' WGCM.
There's nowhere in the world that I would rather be than with